open-minded cities for dating. Okay?
Okay.
The top 10 most and least open-minded cities for dating. And there were a couple of surprises in here. I'm not going to kid you. I'm not going to kid you. Where do you want to start? Most open-minded or least open-minded? Do you
know the places? Least.
Places to avoid.
Yes, least open. Okay, let me get my
I'll just give you this list when I'm done. You don't have to write them down.
Oh, okay. Comments.
Top 10 least open-minded cities for dating in all the land. Number 10 on the list, Orlando, Florida. That surprised me.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Most of the people are under 12 because of Disney World. You can't date them.
It says apparently they look at religion, kids, education, a number of different things in determining this information. All right? And it's all by Zoosk. Z-O-O-S-K. Wow. I'm sure you've seen that, yeah.
The Magic Kingdom is a terrible place to pick up dates.
That's probably true, unless you're 15. Riverside, California, number 9 on the list. Number 8 on the list,
really?
Atlanta, Georgia. Again, I would figure there's quite a few southern cities that are relatively, conservative. So here's one that blew me away. Would never have guessed this. San Diego, California is number 7 on the list of least open-minded cities for dating.
I can't
San Diego.
Never been. Although I did have some friends who would go vacation there. They seemed to have a great time.
Yeah. Well, you know that place that means a whales.
Yeah.
Number 6 on the list, the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Now, that's not true.
That's shocking.
There's more hooking up going in the Beltway than anywhere. There's more hooking up going on the Beltway.
But there's a lot of stuff happening below the belt in the Beltway, and that's on the down low. I don't know if that's actual dating. Is it count dating if you're a congressman and you're married and you're hooking up on the side?
I guess that probably doesn't.
I don't think that falls on the
statistics.
Yeah.
What if you own?
See, that's a problem. The congressmen are hooking up with all the hot chicks.
Yes.
And so you've got no shot. That's why it blows.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
What's that, Matty T?
Or if you own an NBA team and you're married, but you got a nice 35-year-old half-Hispanic, half-African-American woman.
I don't even think she's 35.
She's older.
And I also... Oh, I think she's younger than that. Okay, maybe not. Maybe she is 35. And if you're estranged from your wife, at least he's estranged.
Oh, but they're legally married, though.
Yes.
Under the eyes of God, they're married.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, number 5 on the list.
I would think they're so desperate for any kind of attention that those chicks would be willing to do anything.
No question. Richmond, Virginia is number 4. Number 3, Birmingham, Alabama.
I see that. I can believe that.
Number 2, San Jose, California, mostly because it's too expensive to date anyone there.
Hmm.
I mean, I could barely afford to live, let alone take somebody out for a meal.
You're probably right about that.
And then last but not least, the number 1 least open-minded city for dating, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh is located in central North Carolina. That has something to do with it.
Look at the picture. See this face? Does it look clueless?
Because isn't Orlando in central Florida? Maybe all these cities located
in the central part
of the state, is there something with the heartbeat?
Not really, because D.C.'s not really in the central part of...
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Virginia.
We're in the center of the state, and you do pretty well for yourself, Pat.
How do you do?
Come on.
Okay,
dude.
Let's move on then. The top 10...
Can I have one thing about Orlando?
Yes. In fact, we got a comment here from Orlando guy. Go ahead.
Me and my friends actually went there for spring break one year. Not spring break in June, but it was a week, and it was a break, so maybe a summer break. And we went to, Disneyland has sort of an adult entertainment section.
Who does?
Disneyland, Disney World.
Like a strip club?
No, it's just
like bars?
Yeah, you won't see Mickey there.
Like Epcot. Yeah, you down in some beers at like the British pub in Epcot.
Yeah. And boy, there's a lot of swings and a lot of misses, my friend.
Well, hey, it is what it is.
After a couple of German beers, Minnie Mouse starts looking pretty good.
Hey, Minnie Mouse is fine. She's no Daisy Duck. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
All right. I'm good, buddy. What's up?
I actually met my wife at Disney World.
Tell me about it. Were you 16?
No, I was actually 22. They have an internship program to do.
Oh,
a bunch of college students.
Yeah, I mean, people hooking up at work, that's no big deal. I mean, that's normal. We're talking about people that are going just for the day.
Don't you all live in a hotel together and stuff?
Pretty much one big apartment.
Share a bed.
It's like the real world.
Yeah.
That's like a
layup. Yeah, maybe Pat should go down there and find him somebody.
Buddy, maybe you could go intern at Disney. That would really be great.
Still take me?
Yeah, 38-year-old interns at Disney.
Hey, Brian, what was your job? What did you have to do? Dress up?
I ran the teacups. I was a lifeguard, actually.
A lifeguard?
Lay up.
Exactly. He's like, hey, babe, I got this white stuff on my nose and a six-pack abs. You want to hook up? Nice work, Brian.
I do what I can.
No question. I may direct my kids. You know, our friend Sherry from the
American
Cancer Society.
Yes,
her daughter interned at Disney this last summer, I believe.
That would be
Sherry,
so awesome.
Better keep an eye on her, Kevin.
Hey guys, I was just wondering if maybe the subject that the question was relating to earlier was maybe any kind of biracial dating. You know.
Well, then how did Alabama make it so high on the list?
Well, I mean, it's the least.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, California, they're totally fine with whatever. So
and San Diego is there. San Francisco, San Diego.
Yeah, but look at the rest of them. You know, you've got Raleigh, number
Southern.
One, Raleigh. Yeah, they're all Southern.
True. Richmond, Virginia, Birmingham.
I don't know.
Atlanta. Yeah, you make a good point. Okay, I'll give you that.
I think maybe they just need to clarify the question.
One real outlier is San Diego. I don't get that.
And what is that list again? What's it titled?
Yeah,
least open-minded cities for dating.
Yeah, but what were the keys with it? With what they were judging?
They were judging kids, religion, education. Maybe people in San Diego don't want to have any kids, so people don't want to date because of that. I don't know.
Okay.
They're a forward-thinking city.
Are they really educated down in Birmingham?
They're known for their high education.
I don't know. I like Alabama. I was just wondering. You know, it's a southern state. They're not in the top, 10 of the education. But anyway, guys, have a good day.
I like Alabama, too. I like to drive through it.
So which is the most open-minded?
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Oh, you have that list?
Yeah, it's a totally separate list.
So there's actually
the top 10
25.
Most open-minded cities
after the
for dating. No, right now.
Okay, great.
And then we'll do this other stuff after the break.
It's unbelievable.
Here we go quickly. Most open-minded. The good news for you is there's a handful of them that are within striking distance for you. Memphis, Tennessee is number 10 on the list.
All right.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Again, take whatever you can get when you're
I got
there.
Drunk on Beale Street, and then I had a boyfriend the next day. And he is very nice. Very nice.
Number 9 on the list is Nashville, Tennessee. You know,
that's a great place.
I got drunk on Broadway last night, and I woke up, I had a boyfriend this morning. He's very nice. He's from Boston.
Well, I'm not saying that on many teams.
No, she is.
Okay.
That's the chick that wakes up next to you. Number 8, Jacksonville, Florida. Home of Chris Kane. Christian Kane,
yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida native.
That's interesting. I think
that
a lot
doesn't
of
surprise me.
Around there.
I think where there's a lot of sunshine and heat, baby, it just gets things fired up.
Yeah.
Number 7 on the list, where there's a lot of disappointed basketball fans right now, Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's interesting.
Most open-minded cities for dating. That is a very progressive, educated city. I would be surprised if
it wasn't
the case. It's a heartland. It's a great place to raise children. So I would think that would be a good place.
Here's another place to have children, apparently.
No doubt. No doubt. You know what Rodney Dangerfield said, God rest his soul, best thing about kids, making them. Number 6 on the list, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, a city that will soon be disappointed. It is a great place for young people looking for love in all the right places. It is a great, that whole, Bricktown area?
When you say the right places.
They got a lot of cool bars and restaurants and that whole neighborhood, that whole area downtown.
Bricktown,
I think it's called.
The dating scene's blowing up in Oklahoma City.
Oh, it's...
That's interesting.
No, come on, man.
It's been a while.
You talk about the Bible Belt.
Not long enough.
I mean, good Lord, that's where the buckle is.
Oklahoma City's not the buckle.
What's the buckle?
Little Rock. No. Number 5 on the list, also driving distance. I've been there, not to date.
What?
But it's a great family vacation, but I guess it's a great place to hook up to. Down on the Riverwalk, San Antonio, Texas, my friend.
Parkers
and, you know, Eva Longoria.
Eva
Longoria got kicked to the curb. She's looking very good right now.
If girls like Eva Longoria get
Evan Longoria is also a good-looking man.
Down in Tampa.
You know what? Those two should get married because then she wouldn't have to change her name. Although he's like 20 years younger than her.
I'd take my chances with either one.
And then they call the house. It's like, is Evan there? Evan or Eva? Evan? Eva?
Who?
Hello?
Who? Hello?
Number 4 on the list. The home of the Sacramento Bee, Sacramento, California.
So these are the easiest...
This is the most open-minded cities for dating.
Easiest places to hook up.
Here's the most shocking one. Columbus, Ohio.
Ooh, I've been there.
I think that's actually number 1 on the list of the most empty-headed cities for dating. Sorry, Buckeye fans. Easy. Too easy.
Columbus, Ohio has one of the cities with the least amount of sunshine in the entire year.
I don't want to be in Columbus, Ohio for anything.
Pound for pound, the biggest town.
Meanwhile, their rivals over in Detroit are number 2 on the list of the most open-minded cities for dating.
Sure.
Because you know what? They're happy that anybody will accept them in Detroit.
Exactly.
City's bankrupt.
Come on, we'll take you.
We ain't got much going on. Number one on the list, you want to guess? The most open-minded city for dating.
It's got to be New York City.
Nope.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Nope.
It's gotta be
L.A. Nope. A lot of young people have moved there.
Denver, Colorado.
It's a place where anything goes, my friend.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bingo, bango. Yeah. Numero uno.
What are we waiting for?
Exactly. All right.
Matty T, fire up the jet.
We got to take a timeout. We are Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Lisa has a comment.